Welcome back to the voice of the private sector. This is Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing, presented by Delta Airlines. You can't stop Seattle. And by MassMutual Financial Group, protecting business owners and executives across the Puget Sound region.
Well, if you don't have tickets already, plan ahead for the Oregon Wine Experience August 21 through 27 in historic Jacksonville, Oregon. Visit theoregonwineexperience.com to pick up your tickets. You know, I'm down in the Medford area on business frequently, and last trip had the opportunity to catch up with our great friend Michael Donovan, really the ambassador for Southern Oregon Wine, to talk about Southern Oregon and this special event.
It is. This is probably it's going into really its third year of the new administration of the event. It previously was called the World of Wine. It was run by more or less a coalition of people from the Rogue Valley Wine Growers and the Southern Oregon Winery Association. But about 3.5 years ago, we approached Asante Foundation about they were looking for a signature event. They wanted to create all of this wonderful showcase of light on the wineries, and with 100% of the proceeds going back to benefit Children's Miracle Network. So we figured that's a fantastic idea. We did come up with a 10-year partnership with Asante, the wine industry. So we're delighted. We couldn't be happier. It models really after some of the best wine regions in the world have similar events that focus on medical needs of the communities, whether it's in Burgundy at Hospice de Bonne or it's in the Willamette Valley with Salute or the Classic Wine Auction in Portland. Or the Napa Valley Wine Auction in Napa. So it's we're really excited to kind of finally having all of Oregon showcased in our location. It's like it's open to all. All of Oregon can come here. It's not just a Southern Oregon event. It's very much about unifying the state and being showcased here in Southern Oregon.
I'm glad you said that. When I think of Southern Oregon wine ambassadors, I think of Earl Jones and I think of Michael Donovan. You've been such a great voice for the Southern Oregon industry, but I'm glad you said what you just did because this is a unifying event. It's not the Southern Oregon Wine Experience. This is the Oregon Wine Experience. And every year we have more and more wineries from the Willamette Valley, Columbia Gorge, and other parts of the state joining this event.
Oh, exactly. And one of the things, that took a few years to convince everyone that that's the direction to go, but I always felt that our wines can stand on the same stage as the best wines in anywhere in the state of Oregon. And together, we can show that Oregon is one of the top wine-producing regions in the world.
It's nice that it's unified. I give Tom Donowski at the Oregon Wine Board a lot of credit for that. You as well. There have been a lot of miles flown not only around this region and around this country, but around the world to really introduce people to the Oregon experience. And you know this better than anybody. It really is a very unique experience. And a lot of times that's just marketing. But in Oregon, it is the real deal. You've got everything here.
We do have everything here. We have nearly now close to 805 wineries in the state of Oregon. We have over 1,000 vineyards. We're now, of course, the third largest grape-growing region in the United States behind California and Washington. But I think that the experience that people have when they come to Oregon from anywhere in the world or anywhere in this country is that it's a little more authentic, it's a little more genuine, because we really are consist of small families that own these wineries. We're not owned, for the most part, by large corporate entities. That can change over time, but we've welcomed everyone into Oregon. But up to this point, the hallmark of Oregon wine has been the collaboration between small family vineyards and wineries. And it continues to this day. The 75% of all of the wineries in Oregon make less than 4,000 cases of wine.
It truly is special. I think this event coming up, the Oregon Wine Experience, to have Asante behind it, to have the big name, and to really bring everybody together, I mean, I'm sure you would agree that it really makes it official that Southern Oregon is on the map. When you put together an event like this is a week-long event, as you know, and our listeners will become familiar with that throughout the summer. This isn't just a one-night stand kind of a deal. This is a full week, full of activities.
It is. They ran the gamut from educational to, of course, there's the wine competition going on, which, by the way, is going to be regarded. It'll take a few more years to get it to where it needs to be recognized. But the judges that are picked, and by the way, the wineries don't pick them. It's an absolutely third-party distance from the wineries. And those judges represent some of the best palates in the world. This year, I believe three are MWs. The rest are either, you know, are certainly well-educated, sometimes in the media, sometimes not. But they we look forward to always getting that little bit of a mirror back to the kind of quality that we're doing. But we're no longer very shy about saying that the wines that we're producing here are at the same caliber of some of the best regions in the world. And it's taken a lot of work. It's taken a lot of recognition that, okay, we need to make our wine better. We need to make our growing practices more sound. And we're there. We're getting there. I should always qualify that, because every season is like today. I was looking out at the vineyard, and it was, you know, it holds the promise every year of a perfect vintage. And then it's always the things that go along that chip away a little bit of that, which Mother Nature can do as much as the winemaker or the grape grower can. So it's always an exciting time. It's when the slate gets wiped clean and we get a chance to make 100-point wine.
Michael Donovan from Irvine Roberts Vineyards joining us here on Sip Northwest Live on location in Jacksonville at Bingham Knoll as we preview the Oregon Wine Experience. And tell us what's going on at your winery. I know a few changes, some rebranding. Exciting times, huh?
Great, great, exciting times. We've engaged a really great company to handle the rebranding, because it's funny, people say, well, you're a new winery, why are you rebranding? It's because we're opening up our own winery, our own tasting room just outside of Ashland. Tasting room will open end of June, not very far away. And so we're really thrilled that we finally have the ability to make wine on our own terms at our own winery. But boy, we owe a debt of gratitude to the folks who've been making it for us the last 3 years. Herb Quaddy, Brian Gruber at Barrel 42, Quaddy North. We always love those guys, and they do a great job for so many people.
I cannot have a conversation down here without Herb Quaddy's name coming up. He's got his hands in everything.
It's great. He's not only got a vineyard management company, he has Quaddy North, but he also has a custom crush facility that makes wine for at least 10 other clients.
He would be here tonight, but he's probably working, right?
That's the downturn. You have being successful, right?
Okay, last question I have for you as one of the ambassadors of Southern Oregon and the Oregon wine industry at large is, what are you most excited about? Can you narrow it down to one thing?
About the Oregon Wine Experience? Well, any time that we can create a world-class event in Jacksonville, Oregon, that people have the opportunity to come and not just experience in this week long, we'll have educational venues, we'll have the competition, of course, there'll be celebrations all week long focused on barrel auctions. The actual awarding of the medals takes place with the wineries on Wednesday. And, of course, the barrel auction on Friday. We have a series of vintner dinners that run throughout the week at various wineries that are very intimate, usually between 10 to 12 to 24 people, and where the wineries really put on their best show. And we partner with some of the best restaurants. Our goal is to be inclusive as possible, to work with our restaurant partners to make sure that they achieve the same level of success that we do.
I just love this town, Jacksonville. I mean, this is... I know it's not a secret in Southern Oregon, but for much of the Northwest, it's still kind of a best-kept secret. It's one of the coolest, hippest, funnest, if that's even a word, small towns in the Pacific Northwest. You got great wine, amazing food, the history here. The Applegate Valley is just 10 minutes away. Your facility in Ashland, about 10, 15 minutes away. I mean, you could spend a weekend here and have a really fun time.
You can. And of course, that doesn't even mention the other amenities. So, you know, the fact that we have some of the best rivers to raft anywhere in the world, great golf courses, great recreational opportunities. So it is. It's a fantastic time to come. And you're just a short distance away from towns like Ashland. Medford has really transformed itself. Many more great restaurants in Medford, places to visit, and of course Grants Pass and up through the Rogue Valley. And I never want to forget, when we talk about this part of Southern Oregon, that there is the Umpqua. Most people know about Abasella, but how many people know about Russo Prayer Rock, or how many people know about Melrose or Henry Estate? There's a, you know, nearly 120 wineries in the southern part of the state that aren't as well known yet, but that even increases your opportunity to come down here and discover them.
Well, lots to discover in sunny Southern Oregon. Thanks to Michael Donovan for joining us. Visit the Oregon Wine Experience to pick up your tickets for the big event. More business briefing after a quick break.